Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. Barricades are going up along Plymouth Street in Lamar's for a major paving project this season. Between now and the end of May, street crews will be patching and laying new sidewalk ramps on parts of Plymouth Street between 5th Avenue and 14th Avenue. In mid-June, a contractor will come to mill and repave the street. There will be detours placed where needed, and during paving, pilot cars may be used. The Iowa House yesterday passed a Senate bill which would allow immunity for school staff who carry guns. State Senator Jeff Taylor of Sioux Center supported the bill when it came up for a vote in his chamber last week.
But I have some ambivalence toward the bill. I can see the argument of the other side of, do we really want a proliferation of guns in schools? What might happen if, you know, a student got a hold of the gun? There are some worst case scenarios that you can envision. So I was never completely comfortable with that idea. But on the other hand, my understanding is current law allows teachers and other school staff to have firearms already. It's not that it's illegal.
The bill allows concealed weapons permits for school staff. The bill went to the House this week and was passed in that chamber on Monday. The Lamar City Council meets in regular session at noon today. The meeting will begin with three public hearings, one for the sale of property administered by Floyd Valley Healthcare. The other two hearings will be for amendments to the city's water rate and sewer rate ordinances. Action items include assistance requests from two developers, a grant application for an Environmental Protection Agency grant, and project details of an airport paving project. Plymouth County authorities arrested a man last weekend on an assault charge. Deputies were dispatched to a rural Lamar's address for a possible assault. When arriving, it was made aware to deputies the victim had been assaulted and was in fear for their safety. Michael Millage, 41, was placed under arrest for assault with intent to cause bodily injury and assault while impeding airflow, blood flow. He was transported to the Plymouth County Jail for booking under those offenses. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office is announcing a new road safety effort. Each week, deputies will be focusing on a special traffic enforcement project on various county roads and in the cities they are contracted to provide law enforcement services. The Sheriff's Office will announce the step area locations the morning of the day of the project on their social media platforms so everyone's aware of their presence, and they will even take suggestions from the public of places where they could step up their presence. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office provides law enforcement services for seven communities in the county. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican, says it is time for Congress to pass the Expanding Agricultural Exports Act she's co-sponsoring with an independent senator from Maine and a Minnesota senator who's a Democrat. The bill would double federal funding for marketing campaigns that promote the sale of U.S. agricultural products in foreign countries. The USDA projects the United States will have an agricultural trade deficit this year. Ernst says the Biden administration should do more to promote the sale of U.S. agricultural goods. The state of Indiana is now banking on its own Caitlin Clark effect as the Indiana Fever last night picked the University of Iowa star basketball player during Monday's WNBA draft. Kathy Dubois, dean of the College of Business at Ball State University in Muncie, says Clark's an absolute national phenomenon and the sky's the limit for the West Des Moines native wherever she goes. A Ball State study predicts that Clark's addition to the Fever roster will bring another 1,200 fans to each game in the upcoming season, many of whom will be coming from outside the region. That means plenty of dollars spent in hotels, restaurants, and other entertainment venues during their stay. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.